isn't gonna work. Oh, honey. Hi. I didn't see you there. No, I was trying to cook. I know you said that you would handle it, but you got called into work, and I wanted to surprise you, and now all I've surprised you with is a dirty kitchen and no food. Everything got ruined. No, I mean it. Everything. The turkey breast is burnt, and all the vegetables just... I don't even know. Look at this. What happened to these? What did I do wrong? No, seriously. I totally ruined it. I have completely ruined Thanksgiving. No. I mean it. I'm so sorry. You had all this food and you were going to cook it. And then I thought, well, you got called into work. I'll just do it for them. No. It's my fault. It is my fault. You should be mad at me. What do you mean? What? Your mom could never cook. Really? Is that why you learned? Oh, honey. What did you guys do for Thanksgiving? Oh, families. Okay, you went to families' houses or... Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. All the Chinese restaurants are open on Thanksgiving, aren't they? Ah, well, most of them. I feel a little better that we'll at least be able to eat something other than toaster pastries or... I don't know. What else is in the freezer? There might be some frozen vegetables in there or something. I don't know. I was trying to figure out what I was going to do because I couldn't order pizza this time. It's Thanksgiving. No pizza places are open. Yeah. I could use a hug. That's making it a lot better. Okay, I'll repeat after you. I will never try to cook something big again. Okay, kitchen is your domain. We've learned I'm just not good at it. Oh, I'm sorry. I really just wanted it to be a surprise. Should have had it catered or something. They do that, right? Then I could have surprised you and you'd have been like, you didn't cook this. Oh, thank you, honey. I do appreciate it. You're the best. Why don't we go into the living room and get out of this messy kitchen? I promise I'll clean it all up later. I can't look at it anymore. I mean, the turkey's black. How does the turkey get black? Wrong temperature? Did I not? I don't know. I'm not even going to try to figure it out because I'm not allowed to touch turkey again unless I'm eating it or buying it. So let's go curl up on the couch and we can look up what Chinese restaurants are open. Yeah. Yeah. I'll even shower and get dressed and we can go out and I'll look nice for you. Oh, I know. I don't look nice. I am covered in flour and food and this apron is filthy and I'm taking it off and leaving it in here. Yeah. I know. I just wanted to surprise you. I'm sorry. I'll stop saying I'm sorry. I just... You're the cook. And I really hoped that this time would be different, but I just need to learn that we all have our strengths, right? And the kitchen is not my strength. I can make a mean cup of coffee, but no cooking. It's bad. It's just bad. Yes. Other strengths? I budget money really well. I do. And I'm good at spreadsheets and organization. And I remember every stupid quotable line to cheesy movies. Okay, that's not a skill. Is it a detriment? Sometimes. Hey, it's better than all your dad jokes. I don't care that you're not a dad or a mom. You tell jokes like a parent. They're horrible. Like, uh-uh. No. They're horrible jokes. What did you say when you brought out the food the other day? It was homemade because you made it? Yeah, horrible joke. Yeah. Oh, okay. Just snuggle me and look for Chinese restaurants, please. I could really go for some crispy noodles right about now. Some crab rangoon. A few spring rolls, maybe. Yeah. After cooking and ruining it all, I'm pretty hungry. So, feed me. My beloved, feed me, please. I swear, cross my heart and hope to die, I will never cook anything big in that kitchen ever again. Promise. And no, it doesn't mean size, it means difficulty. Yes. Ruling me. Okay. You found one? Oh, I love that place. Can we snuggle a little bit more before we go shower and get ready? Good. Because snuggling you is the best part of my day. I love you too, honey.